Yeah, so a little bit we started last time. But the Chayim have this basic Chakira. Kreger and Afyad Beis talks about it. There's a Masha Mesochim, Kreger is Messiah in the Masha. What's the nature, the basic Chiyah of a Bracha? How do we look at Bracha Rishonah? Is Bracha Rishonah a mitzvah? Which the pastor says, Bracha Rishonah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Midrabbanan. It's a mitzvah Midrabbanan. It's something you're supposed to do. Or do I look at it that not eating with the Bracha is an Issa? That's based, obviously, on the Gemara Behevshach, that Kolanenim and Adam Zebele Bracha Ma. So Ne'ilah, of course, is an Issa. So Rabbi Kreger wants to be Tailor this Chakira in Machlekes the Rif and the Ri, and which Tosfos brings in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. What's the din if you have a suffolk whether or not to make a birchas anen? Tosfos, the particular Tosfos talking about the sake of the dino. So I think a din had a paskin. But other Rishonim bring Tosfos also in regard, bring the same shayla in regard to suffolk and Messias. I'm not sure if I already made a bracha. Should I make a bracha again, or should I eat without a bracha? So the Rif said, suffolk brachas lahakal. So suffolk brachas, if you're not sure if you're supposed to make a bracha or not, like by birchas and mitzvah, you say suffolk brachas lahakal, and hafrashas tamay, you don't make a bracha. Suffolk brachas always is lahakal. Gemara asks, Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis, why do you make a bracha? It's only a suffolk. Gemara says, that's a special takana. People shouldn't be mezazel in Yom Tov Sheni. But normally the default is that means suffolk, you don't make a bracha. So the Rif says the same thing is true by birchas and enen. If you're not sure whether or not to make a birchas anenin, so you don't make a birchas anenin. And you eat anyway, you eat without a birchas anenin. And the Ri is chaylik. The Ri says that misafik you should make a birchas anenin. So as you have a Kreger, what's the pshat? Why misafik? It's only a, why isn't it different than birchas mitzvah? And it's only a, why it's a safik and a mitzvah drabbanon. Why should you do it? So the Kreger says that apparently the Ri held that eating without a bracha is an isser. And since eating without a bracha is an isser, so therefore, you should make another bracha in order not to be over the isser of eating without a bracha. That's what Rebbe Kreger is very, very bekitzer in there in the Gilyan Hashasin, Chayisun Daf Yud Beis. And of course, the Achayinim ask, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in Rebbe Kreger? What's the pshat in Tosfos? What's the pshat in the Ri? Even if it's an isser, but it's only an isser derabbanan. Bracha Rishon is only a derabbanan. So let's say that it's an isser, but it's an isser derabbanan. An isser derabbanan, a suffolk isser derabbanan is lekula. You have a suffolk, suffolk if a piece of, if an isser drabbanan fell into tarabis, you don't have to shishim or not. So sveka drabbanan lekula. So you have a suffolk whether or not this food. So why do you say sveka drabbanan lekula? And you should be able to eat it without a bracha. So this varies through some in Achayinim. But the emes is that in Shainim, if you look, this sheet of the Ri, it's also quoted in another Rishainim. The Kolbay in Hilchas Brachas, the end of Hilchas Brachas, quotes this Ri. And the Meiri in our sugi also quotes this Ri. They quoted B'Shem Taisus. They just quoted B'Shem Taisus. What we have is B'Shem as the Ri. They just quoted as Taisus. And the way the Meiri and the Kolbay say it is that, maybe I have a lotion over here. Yeah, the lotion of the Meiri is since Chazal were masmich, they brought a pasuk for this sister of Meilah. And they called it like a Meil Behekdash. Therefore, if you're not sure if you made a bracha or if you have a suffolk whether you should make a bracha, so you should be chayzim mivarch. Smash when they're loshen, that what they're saying is avadet sid derabanan. But you see that Chazal considered this derabbanan so chomer that they compared it to Me'ilah and they based it on a pasuk. So you see Chazal themselves treated this Isser as being an unusually chomer dika Isser, not a regular kind of Isser derabbanan. So conceptually they thought it's close to Me'ilah and therefore it warrants it, the rule is not the, and this in this Isser Sofik is l'chomer.
Chazal would be docheh possibly sur d'oraita of Lotisa.
Yes, this is a discussion. Also, what about Lesisa? This is what the Mashah and the Mashal in Pesachim have been. What about Lesisa? So, the answer is it's not called the Bracha Levatola if you have a reason to do it. If the reason why I'm making a Bracha is because I don't want to be over in Isra Me'ilah, even Misafik, then it's not called the Vatola.
Mm-hmm. why do we have the general rule of Sefek Brachot La'Akel? There's a reason to say it.
No, normally Brichas HaMitzvah is only a mitzvah derabbanan. So mitzvah derabbanan yourself, you don't do. I'm a chayiv to do it. You want to do it on your own, but that's already, you know, just volunteering to do it. That's not a reason to make a bracha. But fundamentally, to be mitzvah, you know, that's already Shem Shemayim Levatola. But here, if the rule is that you should be machmer in the suffix, then it's not Levatola. Anyway, this is the shaila in. So maybe some chayiv shayin places in. So Akapanim, in this Meiri and Kolbay, this is the way Rabbi Kreger is, the way Rabbi Kreger explains the Ri is mufurish what it says in Kolbay and in Meiri. It was the Kolbay and Meiri, Rabbi Kreger was mechaven what it says in Kolbay and Meiri, that the pshat in the Ri, the reason why Sofik Brochas is lahachmir, Sofik Brichas and then is lahachmir, Taish doesn't explain why, Taish is close to Ri. The Kolbay and the Meiri explain because it's an Isser of Me'ila, and even though it's only Sidra Abonin, but it's an Isser of Abonin that's Chomer almost like a Deraisa, and therefore one has to be Machmer on this Sofik Isser. So, Akapanim in the Ri, you see that he seems to understand that Brichas and Enin is a kind of Isser. The Rif, on the other hand, the Rif disagrees. Well, the Rif could go say two things. The Rif might hold that it's not a Getter of Isser, it's a Getter of a Mitzvah, and it's only a Mitzvah of Abonin, or the Rif holds that even if it's an Isser, but it's only Nisid Rabbanan, it's Sofik Isid Rabbanan, it's Lukul. So the Rif, we don't know. But in the Ri Al Kapanim, the Kolbay, in the Miri in particular, the way they quote this Ri, we see a basis for this approach that it's an Isser. Now, L'chara, one could say in Svara, that it's totally in the Machlekes, Rashi and the Rashba on the one hand, and the Ritva on the other. How to understand the Gemara about also the Hanis Minayim is Ebelei Bracha. The Gemara says the basic reason for the Takana, the foundation for the Takana of Bracha Rishayna, says the Gemara, Maskana of the Gesugya, was also the Hanis Minayim is Ebelei Bracha. The Ritva understands that means, why is it also the Hanis Minayim is Ebelei Bracha? Because Lashem Arzim Laya, and it's a Kilumal. So, in other words, according to the Ritva, the reason why Chazal were misakin Bracha Rishayim is that you shouldn't be Moel. That's the foundation. That's the Sibas HaTakon. In the Ritva, you see, the Sibas HaTakon is that you shouldn't be Moel. Read the Ritva, Taka, very mistaber. If the Sibas HaTakon is that you shouldn't be Moel, then that Taka sounds like an Isser. Chazal were misakin Bracha Rishayim in order that, because they thought that it's Kiluma. Maybe it's not Muchuch, but in the Ritva, Kaponim, it's very Korav Adovah to Leomer to understand like Tosis is. Like the Ri, like the Kolbay and the Meiri, that it's a getter of Isser. On the other hand, and the Ritva goes to Shitosi, this we already spoke out. The Ritva lechares to Shitosi, that he learns that the Svar is only going a Bracha Rishayin and not a Bracha Achayin. Because Me'il is only a Bracha Rishayin and not a Bracha Achayin. That's the Muchach in the Gemara itself. Maybe in Svar it's also Muchach, but it's Muchach in the Gemara, because the Gemara quotes the Braisa that it's Mal, and Mai Takanta Yelech Eitzel Chocham, and the Gemara says, what does it have to go after to go to Chocham? You're closing the door, closing the barn door after the horse has already escaped. The Gemara says, no, Yelech Eitzel Chocham Eikari, you should go to a Chocham in the first place. But once you ate without a bracha, going to a Chocham and learning how to make a bracha Achayin is not going to help. So Chayin, the Gemara itself is Mavur, that this concept of Me'ila is only limited to bracha Rishayin and not to bracha Achayin, and that stems very well with the Ritva, that the svar of Asta Hanus Menayel Mazel B'lei Bracha was said Lagabi Bracha Rishayna and not Lagabi Bracha Achrayna. On the other hand, Rashi is Mashma, and the Rashba is even more Mefurish, that the svar is not only going at Bracha Rishayna, but it's going at Bracha Achrayna too. And Rashi, we said even more yesterday, that it's going Dafkan Bracha Achrayna in the time of the Krah, and Bracha Rishayna is with the Kav HaChomer. The Rashba doesn't quite say it like that. The Rashba says the svar is for Bracha Achrayna and for Bracha Rishayna. HaKaponim, Hatzad HaShova Shebehem, that the svar over here is a svar in bracha achrayna. The svar of also honest menem lezebeli bracha is a svar in bracha achrayna. If it's a svar in bracha achrayna, then it's nothing to do with meila. And the emes is takam avoy b'feresh and Rashi. Rashi says the svar why it's also honest menem lezebeli bracha is because sarach lahaydus lemishabram. It's a chiv haydoyal lemishabram. Chiv haydoyal is nothing to do with meila. Meila is I can't be mine. It's not mine. How can I take it without mitilas shushus? It's a different svar. Hakaris a type. Tzarech Lahaydus L'Mishabram. And the Svar of Tzarech Lahaydus L'Mishabram is for sure by Bracha Achrayna. That's the Gemara Mem Chesem and Beis. The Rashi, rather, Mem Chesem and Beis. Kishleveyim Mevarech. Rashi says, because Kevin Shenen, it's Tzarech Lahaydus L'Mivarech. That's the Lashon of Rashi here as well. So this is Svar of Akar Satay, but not a Svar of Me'ilah. So the Fi Rashi, the Rashba, the Yisoyed HaTakana, the Sivas HaTakana of Bircha Sanenin is not Me'ilah. The Sivas HaTakana is Haydoya, Akar Satay. So Haydoya is not an Isser, it's a Chiyav, it's a Mitzvah. So then it's more like Tosis, that it's that the slightly more like the Ri. That's more like the other approach. That Birchas Hanenin is not fundamentally an Isser, it's fundamentally a mitzvah. Now, what do you do? What does Rashi do with the Gemara? First, the Gemara says there's also an issue of Me'ilah. The Gemara does say there's a concept of Me'ilah in Bracha. If you don't make a Bracha, you're Me'il. So what does Rashi do with that? Yeah.
I'm going to ask about the Rashi who quotes the Gemara, quotes the Ma'am,
Yeah, he quotes it later, but he doesn't quote it in the Gemara about Svaru Astalanus Menavel Zebeli Bracha. So he says, Bracha Mishayin, Bracha Chayin, he doesn't say what the Svar is. Then later, when the Gemara talks about Me'ila, he brings the Yishalmi and so on. I don't need the Yishalmi, it's the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Ela Svaru Astalanus Menavel Zebeli Bracha, the Rashba quotes the Yeah, that's the Gemara later on. But when the Gemara says before the two dots, when the Gemara comes to the Maskana, why do you make Bracha Rishayna? We tried to learn it out from Hilulim and so on. And the Gemara said, Ela Svari, also that's been Amazim Bracha. All the Rashba says is, and that's why you make a Bracha Rishayna by Shaiminim, and that's why you make a Bracha Rishayna altogether. But he doesn't say what the Svar is, but it's clear that it's a Svar by Bracha Rishayna too. Me'il is only by Bracha Rishayna. The Chariz Mashma like Rashi, that it's nothing to do with the Gemara later on about Me'il. But either is a Gemara later on about Me'ilah, like where did that go? What did Rashi and the Rashba do? There is a Gemara later on that is Kehilu Mal. So what is that? Like, how does that fit into the scheme? How does that fit into the scheme? So you could say, the Gemara is looking for a Mokka for Baruch Rishayna. Why didn't the Gemara say that, you know why you make a Baruch Rishayna? That you shouldn't be Mokka. The whole sugi, what's the sugi? The Gemara is Ketzin of Baruch, and the Gemara says, what's the Mokka? Shilulim, it didn't pan out. Then we said El Svar Osaranis Menayim Zebelei Bracha, which Rashi and the Rashba L'Chayra learn is not referring to the issue of Me'ilah. It's a different Svar of Sarach L'Hayidus L'Misha Bron. Why didn't the Gemara answer that has to do with Me'ilah? The reason why you have to make a Bracha Mishayin at least is because of Me'ilah. Moreover, we'll see Behemshich, there are certainly Mekayrim that Bracha Mishayin is a mitzvah and not a nisa. Which is what we're going to have to deal with it when we talk. We're going to have to deal with it. But the chay there are. Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But al kapanim lefi Rashi, how does it fit in? What's the relationship? The yisayda takana bracha. The reason why they're misakna bracha is because sarach lahidus lemisha bron. Then we have that's the end of the sugya, and then we have another thing after the two dots of brisa and members that there's a notion of kiluma. So how does that fit? What's the relationship? Are these what's going on here? Yeah.
Right. How does that work? Because you're saying that Tosos is going with Rashi and not Ritva, saying that this ultimate Kalabomen and the Svara, they have to go together.
I mean, Tyson Sukkah.
Yes, we said Tosos is going with Rashi. So if it's not the B saying this and it's Tosos saying this and they have to go together, so then how would that work?
Yeah, we'll see. Good question. Hold that thought. So you could say that Rashi will say that the main Sivas HaTakana, the real Sivas HaTakana, is Sarach L'Hoidus L'Mishibra. And then in addition, there's an Agadata kind of concept that it's also Kilumal, but that's not the Ikka Sivas HaTakana, that's on a lower level. That's not the main reason for the Takana. Halachically, what we take seriously is the Sivas HaTakana, Sarach L'Hoidus L'Mishibra. And then there's an extra Inyan on a different level, and I got at the level of Kilumal, but that's not, it doesn't play, you know, maybe Pel also in the Lemes HaElyonim, but that's not the Sibas HaTakana. The Takana was because it's Tzarech Lahidus L'Mishibra. Or, I thought maybe, that it means like this. The Gemara later on says, where is the exterior between two Pesukim? It says, Yosafta digonecha, so it sounds like it's our dogon. But then there's another pasuk, Velakachli is digoni, so it sounds like it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's dogon. So the verse says, Kam is man she'osin ritzono shel malkum, Kam is man she'ein osin ritzono shel malkum. It's next to the top of Amud Beis. So this is a concept, it's very similar. The Gemara says, by us it's by brachas, but the Gemara says that in general, when Klai Yisrael are osin ritzono shel malkum, then the world is ours. And when we're not Isim Mitzvah Nishol Mokim, then it's the Rebbe Nishol Mitzvah, and then we're not, it's not for us, and he takes it away. So, you could say that this halacha also, that the Braisa says, that you're not allowed to be Nenim in Oilim Ezeb Olei Brocha, and if you're Nenim in Oilim Ezeb Olei Brocha, it's Kilu Mo'al. It's a particular application of the concept of Isim Mitzvah Nishol Mokim. That in order for us to have a right to be Nenim from Oilim Ezeb, first of all, we have to be Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim in general, not be Oyvind Avodah Zarah. That's what the Pesukim are talking about. But primarily, not to be Oyvind Avodah Zarah, we have to be Shomer Mitzvahs. But in addition, we have to be Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim in this Achil itself. And if the Achil itself we eat in a way that's not Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim, then it also lacks then it's not the Aras Nasim of the Odom. Then it's not the Ganecha, then it's still the Gani. So what's the Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim in the particular Achilah? The Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim in the particular Achilah is Tzorech L'Hoidus, L'Mi Shebrah. This is Chazal Masakan, that you have to be Moida, L'Mi Shebrah. In other words, the Me'il is a result. Because there's a mitzvah of Tzorech L'Hoidus, L'Mi Shebrah, so now if you eat without being Moida, L'Mi Shebrah, then you're not Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim in this Achilah. You're eating it in a way that's not Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim, Dick. If you're eating in a way that's not Isim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim, then you're Moil. So the Me'ilah is not the reason why you have to make a bracha. Because that would be circular. You can't say, well, and the reason why I have to make a bracha is because I have to be Oysim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim. And in order to be Oysim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim, I have to make a bracha, because if I won't make a bracha, I'll be Mo'il. You're running around in circles. You have to start off, the reason why Ritzayin Nishol Mokim is that you make a bracha is because Tzorech L'Hoidus L'Misha Brahm. Now that it's Tzorech L'Hoidus L'Misha Brahm, so now if you eat without being Moida L'Misha Brahm, then you're not Oysim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim in this Achila. If you're not Oysim Ritzayin Nishol Mokim, then you're Taka Mo'il, and it's not the Ganecha. I said the Chayyim have a bunch of rayas that Birchas Hanenin is fundamentally a mitzvah and not a mitzvah. I have three rayas. Maybe some more rayas, but three rayas that I remember. Number one, from the fact that a Balkeri does not make Bracha Rishayna. If Bracha is a mitzvah, Bichasanen is a mitzvah, so I understand Bichasanen is a mitzvah, but since he's a Balkari, he's honest, he can't do the mitzvah, so he doesn't make a bracha. So fine, he eats without a bracha, he's honest from the mitzvah, making a bracha. But if eating without a bracha is an iser, so what's the heter for Balkari to eat without a bracha? So he's honest. So go to the mikvah, so don't skip lunch and wait till supper, and after you go to the mikvah, you'll eat with a bracha. It's not pikuach nefesh. Balkari is just for one day. It's not pikuach nefesh. You can go to the mikveh tonight. He'll be able to have supper. He'll have Arab shemesh. He'll be able to have supper. So what's the... I don't even need Arab shemesh. Balkari goes to the mikveh and he's right away mutter to make brachas. You don't even need Arab shemesh. So what's the heter for Balkari to eat without a bracha? Go to the mikveh and you'll eat with the bracha. So chayitz muchuch, that eating without a bracha is not an iser. Eating, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha. And if he's a Balkari, then he's potter for making a bracha. Because he's honest. That's raya number one. Raya number two, al derech zeh. The Gemara says, what happens if you put something in your mouth? You forgot to make a bracha. You put something in your mouth and you realize, oh, I forgot to make a bracha. So Gemara says, it depends. If it's a solid food that's not does not become mius by the fact that you put it in your mouth, so you take it out and make a bracha, and then you put it back in. If it's a solid food that already became mius, you already chewed it up, you can't take it out. So then you put it on the side of your mouth, your cheek, and you make a bracha while it's in your mouth. Even though it's not proper, but here you have no choice. And what if it's a liquid? So a liquid, you can't take it out and put it back in. And if you put it in the side of your mouth and you're trying to make a bracha, it's just going to splatter. So then you swallow a taka and you don't make a bracha. Then it's fafal, you don't make a bracha. So again, bishlamo, if making a bracha is a mitzvah. So I understand. Here he's honest. He put it in his mouth. He can't make a bracha anymore, so fafal, then he swallows it. But if eating without a bracha is an iser, so what's the hatter to swallow? So spit it out and let it go to waste. You're not allowed to be Mo'il. If you put kachim in your mouth, you would spit it out rather than being Mo'il. So you put some apple juice in your mouth, and you realize I didn't make a bracha. Okay, so spit it out in the sink. So again, l'charetz a raya, that it's not an iser, it's only a mitzvah. And the third raya they bring is the Gemara says in Mishamesoi that an einon, Mishamesoi mutul lefanav, who's potim in a mitzvah, so he's einim mevorach ve'einim mezamen. Einim mevorach ve'einim mezamen, Rashi learns that it means he doesn't say hamaitzi and he doesn't say birchas hamazon. Einim mezamen means birchas hamazon, and einim mevorach means hamaitzi. He doesn't say hamaitzi, he doesn't say birchas hamazon, he doesn't say brachol lefanav, he doesn't say brachol achrav, he doesn't daven, he doesn't wear tefillin, he's potim in a mitzvah. He doesn't do mitzvahs. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Say that chayinim. One second, an einon is potter min a mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do averus. It says in Shulchan Aruch that an einon has to wash until he's dying without a bracha when he eats bread, because making a bracha is a mitzvah. Einon is potter min a mitzvah, but eating without until he's dying is an isser. An einon doesn't ever have to do isur. So, if making a bracha is an isser, if not making a bracha is an isser, then how is an einon allowed to eat without a bracha? Chayin's again a raya. That making a bracha is a mitzvah and it's not a is. So that's good. Shita's Rashi, the Rashba, all of these rayas, we could have them so we can line up. Well, we have all of these rayas that a bracha is a mitzvah and shalom al Yisrael. But the problem is, but what about a the ritva that the yisoid of birchas hanenah is gilum al, and even more. What about the Ri, who says that Sofik brochas you have to make a brocha because it's kilumah? It's an Isser being mail, and the Isser being mail is so chomer that you have to make a brocha even misofik. How we could say with the mahalach that we said before in Rashi and the Rashba, the yisoid of birchas hanenah is a mitzvah tzarich lahoidus l'mishabram. Once there's a mitzvah tzarich lahoidus l'mishabram, so now eating without a bracha becomes an isser. The isser is a result. The isser me'ila is a result of the fact that there's a mitzvah to make a bracha. If you don't have the mitzvah to make a bracha, then there's no isser to eat without a bracha. If you have the mitzvah to make a bracha, then eating without a bracha becomes an isser. So Mele is very good. Adobe Mischalik. If the issue is, I want to eat a chocolate, I want to eat something, and I don't remember if I made a bracha, or there's some sveka the dina whether I have to make a bracha. So then, on the tzad that I have to make a bracha, then eating without a bracha is an isser. So I don't want to violate the isser. So even though mitzad the mitzvah, maybe I would be mekel, but mitzad the isser that results from the mitzvah, there is I have to be machmir. And therefore the Ri says that you have to be machmir on the suffix. On the other hand, in the case of an oinon doesn't have the mitzvah because he's batim in a mitzvah. And a balkeri doesn't have the mitzvah because he's onus. And somebody who put water in his mouth and now they can't spit it out, so now they're onus for making a bracha. If you're onus for making the bracha, then you don't have the mitzvah. If you don't have the mitzvah, then you're not an ein oisim ritzayin shel mokim, and then there's no aver either. That'll be a way to walk between the raindrops. The thing is, the Kolbe himself, in the end of Hilchas Evel, said that an Oinon has to say Amaitzi, because also the Honis Min Oilam is Ebel Ebrach. Either Gemara says Einim Evarach Einim Mezamen. Chari have to say that he learned Einim Evarach means he doesn't bench. Einim Evarach Einim Mezamen. Rashi learns Einim Evarach Einim Mezamen means Einim Evarach doesn't say Amaitzi. Einim Mezamen means he doesn't say Birchas Hamazon. And the Kol will learn, no, Einim Evarach means that he doesn't make Hamazon, doesn't bench. And Einim Mezamen means he's not mitzarev to a Zimun. But Hamazon he has to say, because also the honest man, Einim Mezamen is a Bracha. So in Kol B'Yilachor, you see, Mamish, like the other position, from this Kol B'Yilachor, you see that he learned that it's Mamish and Isser. Even though he's Potem in a Mitzvah, so Einim is Potem in a Mitzvah, so Mitzvah he doesn't have. But he treats Birchas and Einim as an Avera. For an oinon to eat without a bracha means he would be doing an avera, even though he's potim in a mitzvah. So that means that the kolbe is mamish in this extreme position, that birchas hanenah is mamish in isser, and it's fundamentally an isser, even without a mitzvah, oinon is potim in a mitzvah, even if there's no mitzvah involved, nonetheless he's not allowed to eat without a bracha because there's an isser. So the question is, so then how come if you put water in his mouth, how come he doesn't have to spit it out? Say Isser. Balkeri, how come he's allowed to eat without a bracha? There's an Isser to eat without a bracha. Go to the mikvah. The answer before we said was, well, since they're honest, since they don't have the mitzvah, so they don't have the Isser either. But an Oinon for sure doesn't have the mitzvah. And if an Oinon doesn't, and yet the Balkolboy holds that he has to make a bracha anyway because it's an Isser. So why is it any different than a case of than a bakeri, than a person who put water in his mouth? People, they also don't have any. They also don't have the mitzvah. They also don't have the mitzvah. I'm sorry. They don't have the issue either. Because they don't have the mitzvah, because they're honest in the mitzvah, they don't even have an issue. So why is an oyin any different? If anything, the sroah would be the other way around. The other way around would be easier. If the kolbi would have said that a balkari has to make a bracha, and if you put water in your mouth, you have to make a bracha, but an oyin doesn't have to make a bracha, then I would have said, well, an onus doesn't mean you don't have the mitzvah. You're just an onus from the mitzvah, but you have the mitzvah, so there's still an issur. But an oyin, he's potem in a mitzvah, so he mamish doesn't have the mitzvah, so by him there's no issur. That would be good. But the kolbi says it the other way, holds apparently the other way around. The kolbi says punkt verkehrt. The Kolbe says that an Oinon is not allowed to eat without a bracha, because even though he's potem in a mitzvah, but there's an Isser Leonis Menon Eilim Ezeh B'lei Bracha. How does that stem with the Mishnah about Keri, that a Balkari doesn't have to make a bracha Yishon? He's allowed to eat without a bracha. And how does it stem with the Gemara that if you took a drink of water and you realize you didn't make a bracha, then you swallow it without a bracha? So this is the most intractable part of this issue. Maybe l'chaimer akushya. Yeah, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was
going to
say maybe there's something negative involved with spitting liquid out, and maybe something negative involved with the balkari making a bracha.
No, we're not suggesting he should make a bracha, but let him go to the mikveh and not eat. Let him just not eat till he went to the mikveh. I don't know what's wrong with spitting the water out. If there's an issa to make a bracha. I was thinking maybe like this. Maybe. But Derech Efshar, I don't know. I'm not saying this is let's say Derech Efshar. Why is an Oinon potem in a mitzvah? So with that. Misha Mesim Mutam Lefonov, the din is, they need Mavarach, and he's not Mezamen, and he's potem in a mitzvah, Samur Spatara. Why is an Oinon potem in a mitzvah? So Rashi says, beginning of Misha Mesim, says Rashi, because Oisik Mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Since he's busy with the mitzvah of Kfuras Hameis, so Meili's potter from other mitzvahs. That's the general rule. Oisik mitzvah potter from mitzvah. Says Taisus, Lefi Rashi, who comes out, that he's only potter from mitzvahs. But if he wants to do the mitzvahs anyway, then he's certainly allowed. And Oisik mitzvah doesn't have to do other mitzvahs, but he's not also to do other mitzvahs. But Taisus brings to Yerushalmi that an Oinon is not allowed to do other mitzvahs. Says Taisus, based on the Yerushalmi, that the reason is because of Kavod HaMeis. There are two reasons. Either Kavod HaMeis, it's a bizoyin for the Meis that he should be doing other mitzvahs. He should be only working, thinking about the first HaMeis. Or because Eli Misha Yisra Masoi, if he's going to get involved with other mitzvahs, then he won't do the mitzvah Kfura properly. If we allow him to do other mitzvahs, then he'll be negligent in Kfura's HaMeis, and Kfura's HaMeis is the overriding priority. So therefore there's an Isser for an Oinon to do other mitzvahs, and that's other Rishonim also bring Yerushalmi, and that's therefore other Rishonim also write like Tosfos, and that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. An Oinon is not allowed to do other mitzvahs. However, it's mistamer that even Tosfos and the other Rishonim were chaylik and Rashi, they agree with Rashi that the point of departure is that he's an oisik from mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, and he's potter from other mitzvahs. Now that he's potter from other mitzvahs, so then it's a bizoyin to the mace, and also that he should do other mitzvahs that he's not chayev in, and not do the mitzvah of kur, and not be involved only with the mitzvah of kuris hameis that he is chayev in. Or because the kuris hameis also, we want it to be done in a timely manner. If he's going to get involved with other mitzvahs that are optional, he's not going to do the mitzvah that's not optional, that's mandatory and incumbent on him, which is kuris hameis. But if it was not for the fact that Isaac mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, then he would be chayiv in both mitzvahs. So we can't make agendas. We want the kfir to happen fast. We want the kavod hameis. If you have a mitzvah in chacham ventura, you have all these other mitzvahs. So even Taisus would agree that the point of departure that an oinon is potem in a mitzvah is because oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. So now ula yesh leimah. that the pshat and the kol by wine oinon has to make a bracha because osl ha'onis ben oinon is able to bracha. That the kol by also agrees that fundamentally bracha b'yachas neden is a mitzvah. So osl ha'onis ben oinon, it's a mitzvah. The me'ila is a taitzah, as we said before. And therefore, normally speaking, if somebody doesn't have the mitzvah, doesn't have the yisur either. A balkeri, somebody took put water in their mouth and they can't make a bracha, they're not honest to make a bracha. But in the particular din of Isaac b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, maybe the kolbe holds that an Isaac b'mitzvah is potter from mitzvahs that are merely mitzvahs. But mitzvahs that also carry surim, Isaac mitzvah is not potter from. I'm supposing. The din of Isaac mitzvah potam and mitzvahs when they're both just mitzvahs. I have mitzvah A, mitzvah B. I'm doing mitzvah A, I don't have to do mitzvah B. But if mitzvah B also carries, even if it says a teitzah, mitzvah B also carries with it an iser, it's like ein esed doicha, not the same thing, but ein esed doicha loisa sev esed. If the mitzvah is not just a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that also carries in its wake an avera, so then it's more chomer. So then a mitzvah is not doicha a mitzvah sheesh v'yisa. So if it says the kolbay, oisik v'mitzvah, if you're oisik a mitzvah of pur, you're not potter from birchas hanenin, because birchas hanenin is an unusual mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sheyesh b'tzad iser. And a mitzvah sheyesh b'tzad iser, even though it's a teitzah, even though if he would patter him, then he wouldn't have the iser either. But since this iser is freighted with an iser, this mitzvah is freighted with an iser that follows from it, so the Isaac mitzvah doesn't patter from it. So just in the scale of Isaac mitzvah patter in a mitzvah, being Isaac b'mitzvah k'vura is not patter from the mitzvah of making a bracha, because the mitzvah of making a bracha is also attendant with an iser me'ilah, and therefore it's more chamer. Mashen came in all the other cases. If you're really an honest, you're really an honest. You don't have the mitzvah. If you can't do the mitzvah, then you don't have the aver either. So Balkeri and somebody who the water's already in his mouth, he can't do the mitzvah. If you can't do the mitzvah, then you don't have the iser. You don't have the iser either. Just to cross one T that I left out, so that I forget who. What's your name again in the back? I told you to hold the thought.
Eitan.
Eitan. Eitan asked. Tosis holds the Ri at least holds that in a Suffolk brachas you should be machmir because of the Isser Meila. But Tosis, we learned the Tosis in Sukkah. Tosis agrees with Rashi that the main reason, the main sibus hatakana brachas was a kavachaymer from bracha chayna. So it's basically also the Hanus Menoma. It's Sarach Leidus Lemishabram. So how does that stem? If it's Sarach Leidus Lemishabram, so then the Meila is the main thing is not Meila. The main thing is Sarach. It's a mitzvah. It's not an Isser. I think the answer is it's a mitzvah. But as a result of the mitzvah, there's also an iser. So if you don't have the mitzvah at all, like a balkeri or an oinin according to other Rishayim, or the pelah who the wood is right in your mouth, you don't have the mitzvah, you're honest in the mitzvah, then there's no iser either. But in the case of Suffolk brachas, you may have the mitzvah. You don't know, you don't remember if you made a bracha or not. If you didn't make a bracha, then you have the mitzvah. If you have the mitzvah, then as a result, there's also going to be an iser. So then it has the chaymer of an iser that you have to be machmir. So that won't be a problem. Yeah,
it doesn't sound like you need the kavachomer then. You have a
svara
that applies to
the whole. No, I need the kavachomer to know that tzorach leidus the kavachomer tells me kshusaveim avarach shirov lekol shagein. That if the Torah says you have to be meidel mishabram after you eat, v'chata v'savata v'achta. So the kavachomer tzorach leidus the mishabram before you eat. That's the mitzvah. But as a result, now if you don't make a bracha, so then you're not Isser Mitzvah Shalmakim in this Achila, then as a result, you're going to have an Isser of Me'ila. So again, if you really don't have the mitzvah at all, because you're Onos, then you don't have the Aveira either. And most Yishayim Shulchan Aruch says even Ainon. If he doesn't have the mitzvah, because he's Ainon, so then he doesn't have the Aveira either. But in the case of the Ri, of a Sofik Brachas, he maybe has the mitzvah. And if he has the mitzvah, then he has the Aveira too. So then he has to be Machmer on the Aveira. What?
Are we saying this for Ritva too now?
The Ritva L'chayra holds that it's no. The Ritva holds the svar says Beferish. The Ritva holds the svar is only for bracha v'shaina. The Ritva holds Beferish that the svar is that you're mal. L'chayra the Ritva is going to be more. Yeah, L'chayra l'fi the Ritva. Not a problem. L'fi the Ritva, L'chayra and svar. I would have said that l'fi the Ritva is takan issa. The sivas hatakon is an issa. You shouldn't be mal. Yeah, against that, we have all these rais that it's only a mitzvah, that that a bakeri is potter, and that if you put the water red in your mouth, you potter. Okay, einon, the kolbe says einon is takana potter, so maybe holds like the kolbe, but you have all these other rais that is taka fundamentally a mitzvah, not fundamentally an issa. Yes, that's taka the question. That's the question. Lefi the ritva, that the whole sivas at takana was they shouldn't be mail. So then lechayra is mash, but then lechayra is taka fundamentally an issa. If it's fundamentally an issur, then why is the balkari allowed to eat without making a bracha? Why, if you put the water in your mouth, don't you have to spit the water out? You're going to be mail. Yeah, I don't know. We have to somehow say that even lefi the ritva is fundamentally a mitzvah, but that needs a hesbah. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll dive in here.